Hey, Trey.
Hello, Jake. Thanks for being a guest on the pod again.
Yeah. Super good to have you on the show, man.
Yeah.
You're on Instagram, right?
I am. Big fan.
Okay, I thought so. Yeah, Instagram.com. If you guys don't know about it, it's awesome. Mm-hmm. A lot of good stuff out there. But there's one thing that I'm sure a lot of people have seen that's been pretty annoying over the years, but it's also changed a lot over the years. And it's these, like, they're known as, like, bots. Like, these robot comments that are from, like, scammers trying to get your information
somehow. Taking over the world.
Yeah, they're crazy. You follow any big celebrity, you know, Kardashians, Kendall Jenners, ESPN, anything.
Well, I don't have any bots. Is that how you know you make it in the Instagram world when you get
actually,
the bots?
Yes, I've said that before to my friends. Like, I want like a bot comment.
Actually, I haven't had one yet.
For all the listeners out there, next time I post on Instagram, just like comment like some bot comments.
I dare you to watch my story.
Yeah, that would be great.
Double dog dare you.
That'd be really funny. Yeah, then I'd feel
I'm
like
on
I made
force
it.
Too. Like, whoa.
Okay, too
they
far.
They are, because the comment, the best part of social media, I think, this is as a guy who makes content, is the comment section of any video.
Anytime I enjoy a video, I'm like, now let's go see the comments.
Like, I was on TikTok the other day, and it was this couple that was clearly like in high school, and she's like, what do you do when it's like my time, lady time of the month? Mm-hmm. He's like, they're like 15, keep in mind. He's like, okay, buy you chocolate and I'll give you massage. And it's this white boy like trying to be like all cool. He's like, I just take care of you and stuff. And all the, and then you go, I'm running to the comment section because the whole thing, everyone's like, this is uncomfy. And
the comments are such a great way to like be validated on how you feel.
Yes.
It's like, yes,
okay,
I would never comment that, but that's exactly how I feel. Yes. It's awesome. Yeah, but bots back in the day, it used to be like, I'm a sexy single in your area. Check mm-hmm. out my profile. Those were the good old days. I want to go back to that. Sexy yeah. singles.
You're like, are you really? And who clicks on that?
Dude? Yeah, that's also annoying. Who's getting scammed by this?
Yeah.
But nowadays, people. The bot comments, they've gone very vegan. I don't mm-hmm. know if you guys are noticing this. I guarantee you go to ESPN right now, there'll be a top comment, one of their posts that says, I want long cucumber. How did we get here?
So many emojis of vegetables.
I don't know.
Very vegan.
The cucumber is utilized way more than you think in the bot comment world.
When's the last time you ate a cucumber?
Oh, decades.
Baby
what
food.
What would be the
done.
Point? Why do you eat a cucumber?
There's something said for that. I don't know. I've eaten, my vegetable and fruits are way up since marriage. Way up.
That is awesome.
I miss the days where you and I, We're just ripping out content and eating nothing but Chick-fil-A.
It's basically butter.
Yeah.
That's all we're eating for lunch.
If as long as the food I'm eating is some shade of beige, I'm happy.
Yeah.
And when it starts getting green, it starts getting maybe red or yellow or purple eggplant.
Sure.
You ever had an eggplant?
No. Is that a real thing? Does it exist?
No, it's just code it's just bot code. Bot thoughts.
Bot thoughts, yeah. iOS 13, I think they put in the eggplant just for the bots. It doesn't actually exist. You can't grow an eggplant.
Right.
Well, maybe you can.
All right. Nice. Dude, speaking of that, Derek's in the house.
Derek's in the house.
Derek, say hello.
Hello.
See? There's someone else
the
here.
Spot, but he's like, am I supposed to talk? Derek, yeah, that's why I look so good up in here. And he, we're getting it going. Up in the production quality. So you definitely want to see. We got three cameras. We got a new studio in the new house. We got a TV right here.
We do have a TV. Hey, wait, so is this all coming from eggplant? Because I think you said,
speaking of that.
Derek's in the house. Got another,
long segue. No pun intended. So you guys need to check it out on Trey Kinney Studios Facebook or YouTube channel.
Hell.
Thank you. And, so Derek texted me the other day, like, yeah, man, cool to see how the sausage was made. And that's, we're big expression guys. How did we forget about that one?
How did that not get
How does that make sense? It was just good to see. I was just glad to see that sausage, how it was made.
Man, that was fun. I mean, getting to see how you operate, how you work. I mean, just truly getting to see how the sausage is made. Like, that was awesome.
Yeah. You're like, it's meant to be like a positive thing. No one wants to see how sausage is made at all.
Never.
You know what's in sausage?
Do not show me the sausage.
I don't want to know.
Yeah, you get lost in the sauce.
There's always that person when you're enjoying a delicious, just all-American Frank, and like, you know what's really in those, right? Do you know?
You know about 20% of a hot dog is pig feces, probably. Yeah.
You know that? It's just their toes and their innards.
Yeah, that's it.
Like, I don't know what it is.
Well,
it's delicious.
They have amazingly tasting intestines.
Yeah.
Who cares?
Cool.
This is awesome.
Do you ever realize you maybe the only thing you're good at tasting is like the flavors of sauces you're dipping things in. I got
like
I got,
French fries.
I Postmated tacos recently. It was just like taco of the day and had nothing in it. But I was like, I want tacos, so I got it. And I ate it and it was delicious. I can't tell you what was in it. It was a meat, I'm pretty sure it was beef. It could have been pork.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. Could have been bison. I don't know.
I sauce can be powerful.
Yeah.
I remember back in my pre-tick bite, PTB, mm-hmm. When I was still eating meat, I used to go to town on some A1 steak sauce because it does taste amazing, but it's also a very, like, it really takes over your mouth and you don't really taste the steak much. And I think that's right. Part of becoming an adult is realizing I don't need sauce for my steak.
Right. That's true. Screw that. I need some A1.
It is so good, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I wonder how they make, I'd like to see how the sausage was made for that one.
That's going to be our next next giveaway. You know, maybe if you become a Dueless guest, hey, come on by the studio, see how our sausage gets made.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
On the house.
You want to see the eggplant grow? Come on down. Come on down. Trey Kennedy Studios.
Down in the basement. Down it's nice and dark.
Couple of bros, one damp. Extra. It's nice.
Yeah, I think.
It's nice.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think we talked a lot on our Dueless guests about A1 steak sauce and our love for it.
I remember back in the day, like my parents being like, no, don't waste that. Okay, like use everything. And now that I'm an adult, I'm like, how expensive could it possibly be?
Right.
Like a quarter of an ounce of steak sauce that I wasted.
One of my favorite things is to throw away things that like I still could work hard to get a bit out. And I'm like, that's 5 cents.
Like I'm ketchup or toothpaste.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Move on.
How often do you change your toothbrush?
Well, it's been weird for me because I've done a few random like toothbrush kind of brand deals.
Dude, lucky. No so bot comments, but you're getting free toothbrushes.
Yeah, I'm getting some. Not to brag, but I've had a couple like electronic ones. And then I don't really care. And Kim's like, I really want an electric toothbrush. I'll get one. I'm like, nah, you can just use this. And then I went to the dentist and they just give you one. So I use that.
Cool.
But I definitely think there's been a time where like I should probably change this. Yeah, because what are you supposed to do? Every
like new president or?
Yeah, every new president.
I think it's every 4 years.
Yeah. So, I mean, who knows how long this will draw on, but you better 2 to 3 weeks. I think you'll need another Oral-B.
And then get a new toothbrush. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I usually buy from gas stations. Mm-hmm. But should we get on to the theme song?
Oh, yes.
Thank if you. Want, if you want.
You
never remember that that's a thing.
Yes. Thank you for coming on back to Do This God Bless, episode 16. Thanks for enjoying. I hope you enjoyed the intro. A little, maybe, yeah, I never remember the song. Just a little glimpse of that sausage is made. It's not a bit. I just don't remember it.
Look, hey, sausage isn't always pretty, all right?
You get a sausage. Everyone gets a sausage. Thank you, and roll music.
Please just do. Bless God bless. Do this God bless.
Pitchy, all over the place. All over the place.
Dude, I told you I didn't want to do this.
You don't want to do the podcast?
No, the theme song. I don't want to do the theme song. Can we just start?
All right, but now I got to save it. Let's get into the episode.
You should do less.
What? Jake's here in the studio, went pants today. First, Do Less, God Bless in the new studio. We've got a cleaner image here, both literally and figuratively. So,
yes.
You covered... Were you in pants or did you like plan this?
I started the day in shorts because it is a nice November day. It's 75 degrees outside. Like air conditioning is on in the car.
Mm.
But I thought, this afternoon I have to record Do Less, God Bless.
Right.
I'm going to throw on some pantalones.
Wow. These are brand new pants.
Not no to way. Brag,
these are one of, you know, I randomly get hooked up with free things like toothbrushes and pants.
Mm, sure.
Not to brag again. That's and so bundle. These are... just another pair of black pants. I own several, but
cool.
It was just kind of fun. I don't know.
Yeah, sure.
Katie, my wife, was just crying laughing because I don't do a lot of online purchases. When I do them, I often do them very quickly, impulsively, and late at night.
Dude,
and in a rush.
You're describing exactly what I did Monday night.
So this was before Oklahoma State was playing. Now I hate them because they lost, but I did love them before they lost.
Okay.
And now I probably love them again. I was like, dude, I need like a cool, we always want vintage, right? That's the new thing. So I just searched like Oklahoma State vintage and Poshmark. It was like this cool Big 8 jacket, because now it's the Big 12, and it was the Big 8 like what, 20 years ago or something. It was cool. Like this old, you know, some random dude selling it for like $40, and I was like, that looks sick. Like cool. That'll, no one has that. Mm-hmm. It's got the old school logo on it. I'm like, done. I'm literally, oh, I remember I did this like in the first quarter of the game Saturday in the bar with my friends. I just like bought it quickly. Like,
yeah.
That'd be sick.
Yeah.
And it showed up, and I kid you not, the material of this kind of windbreaker is lower quality than what you put your trash in. It's like a worn out trash bag. And Katie held it up and she just started dying laughing. She's like, what did you buy? Like, what did you pay for that?
Vintage,
like,
trash bag.
Yeah. What do you, it was a Poshmark. Hey, no one has this. Yeah. You're not gonna see this. She's like, yeah, I know. And it's just wrinkled to heck. And I'm like, if you put an iron on it, it would just disintegrate. So I'm a little bit of a conundrum there. Might never wear it, but That's what I like to do.
It's a fun story. I am such a sucker for Instagram ads recently because they know me. They know me so well. They know what I want. They know what I'm interested in.
Have you been, correct me if I'm wrong, but you recently bought a bunch of high quality women's face masks, correct?
I did.
So have you been getting a lot of female ads? Tell us about that.
That's kind of, you know, every now and then you got to.
Tell us how that sausage was made.
Okay, sure. So when a male sausage loves a woman sausage, that's hard for me to say. Sausage. So, I'm going to stop saying that. Holy cow. Yeah, I feel like you've got to throw a wrench in the system every now and then and confuse, like, Google Chrome was so positive that I was a heterosexual male, and then next thing I know, I'm on athleta.com for 20 minutes. It's like, well, I don't know
like,
now.
Down there like, we got to do some more research on this guy.
I don't know, and he was listening to, decent amount of Lady Gaga last week. Yeah. I don't know who we got here. Maybe there's someone else on the account. Yeah, so I was just throwing him off, and bought some face masks from a...
Athleta, just say it. Fine.
And that's how I don't know how to pronounce it. Athleta? Athleta?
Athleta.
A-T-H-L-E-T-A.
Athlete. Katie! No, <I'm kidding. laughs> I don't know. She was like, wow, that's nice.
Yeah, they are nice. Mm. They fit my face. Nice. They sent
you,
me...
You do have a kind of a lady's... Not, kind of, you don't look like a lady, but you got soft features like a lady.
That's so what, it
fits nice. Yeah.
This makes sense, actually. About a year or so ago when we first started this, someone's like, oh, that makes sense. You're doing the whole podcast thing. You kind of have a face for podcasting. Yeah. And I was like, oh, that must mean because of my lady face.
Right.
I guess. I don't know what that means.
Yeah. You look, that seems about right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But so my phone might think I'm a woman, but it's I don't know. It's kind of fun.
That is kind of fun.
Like, mix it up.
Yeah. Yep. It's not. You had to do a lot to confuse Bezos. Sounds like you did it.
Yeah, I'm doing all right. Athleta actually accidentally sent me a pair of yoga pants and a tank top as well. So I'm doing a giveaway literally right now as we're saying this on my Instagram to just give it away to someone.
Oh, how are you doing that?
I just said I couldn't think of anything that like creative or fun, but I just said make me laugh. Whoever makes me laugh the hardest, I'll send you both of these things.
Yeah, and you have to be a certain size.
Yeah.
What size is it?
Pants are small. Tank is extra small.
Okay. Yeah, you gotta be really funny and pretty good shape.
Yeah,
you gotta be.
This could work out well for me. Funny right, small woman.
Right. We just noticed Jake every other week. Is like, all right, guys, I love my fans. We're doing another giveaway.
This is a Nike sports bra. So this is for a girl who's sporty, athletic. I'm just like slowly finding my wife through these giveaways.
Yeah, this is weird. I randomly got this other women's thing. It's a bikini. So if you want it, we could go to the lake.
I'm thinking the last few giveaways we've done, if you're funny, this time I want you to send me pictures of you in a bikini and then I'll try to figure out if it would look good on you.
Oh, whoa.
How about we do that? And then I'll just find her.
Like, all right, this guy is starting to get a little sketchy here. Yeah. But that's nice of you, just sharing some Athleta love.
I thought it'd be more fun. And the stuff is pretty nice. I could sell it for like $140, I'm like, this is more fun, probably.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's
totally.
Kind of a crazy time. I don't know if you guys know.
Isn't it?
But
it is a crazy time. Speaking of giveaways, too, we got to give a shout out real quick to Megan Beasley.
Oh.
Hope she's checking. Liz's
the bees.
Out. That's a sick last name.
The bees the knees. Beasley.
The birds and the bees, the sausage and the intestines.
That's you, girl.
She is the winner of, she's the Dulesque guest. And she was the October winner of the giveaway. So we're giving her some free merch. And we're doing another giveaway this November. For some merch, if you become a Dulesque guest, treykinney.com/DLG. We got a bonus pod on there. A lot of fun.
Every week you get a bonus podcast. A lot of
fun. Every week. One a week. That's 4 a month. Sometimes 5 a month, I guess, if you hit it right.
If you hit it right.
If you hit it right.
It's a much
get
more.
Get it right, sit it tight.
Mm-hmm.
It's sausage is made.
That's what I was gonna say. I was like, it's kind of a behind the scenes podcast in a way. Like, if you enjoy watching sausage, you might enjoy Do Less Guest.
True. Okay, that's
talking about my thighs.
Oh, also, I'll do another plug really quick before we move on. TreyKennedy.com/tour. Mm-mm. We're literally heading out next week to the good old town of Naples, Florida. And I tell you what, you're not gonna want to miss it. We are we're sold out on a lot of them, but there's definitely tickets left in a lot of the. I think each city we're going, we're adding shows because we just want to do as much as we can, see as much as you if we can. So get it, TreyKennedy.com is tour.
Yeah, it's a sausage match. Be honest with me, Trey. Should I bring my pickleball paddle to Naples?
You actually should.
Are we gonna have time?
Yeah, we got a show on the 9th, and then we got two shows on the 10th. So like all day the 10th. I mean, I might chill on the beach, but you can go.
I'll do my thing. Yeah, don't worry about me.
Listen, man, I'm not gonna make the show. I pulled a couple of hammies. I was just out there grinding.
I don't know if it can be funny when I'm worried about my pickleball career.
Right.
Just a lot mentally.
You go to the show and the like reduced capacity crowd is just everyone you saw at the pickleball court.
Like, oh.
Diane.
Huh.
You're good to see you again. Hey,
good to see you. Thanks for coming. Keep working on that backhand.
Do you ice that elbow before you came here? Good. Good.
Good, all right. Diane.
Let's serve you up some jokes.
Yeah, I'll see you in the Facebook group later. We'll chat.
Okay, someone sent this and I want to check it out to the Do Less God Bless Instagram. Send us anything.
We got a TV now.
So we can pull it up. dlgb@trakener.com is the email, or hit up the Instagram, Do Less God Bless, follow us there, check it out. So you may have seen this, but this is pretty great. I'm gonna make sure we start from the start here. Just listen here. Babe. They're on a plane.
Can you get, that's weird, hold on.
Oh no.
I'm not getting any response under the controls here. Can you grab the check lift from the side? Sorry.
Oh, she's already freaking
just
out.
Don't panic. The next one over page 2. We might have to land in the field. I'm not even kidding you.
This one, force landing?
Yes.
Verify flight ring is engaged.
Got it.
Initiate ring engagement process, follow steps 11 to 14.
Oh, ring.
This is a pass.
Go on, please.
I hate you.
Oh, there
I
it
hate
is.
Oh.
Hun?
Oh, there.
Tell me, can you keep reading through the steps, hun?
Will the pilot in command love the passenger forever? Check.
Check.
Keep going, babe.
Will you marry the pilot in
Will you marry the pilot in command?
Oh, and then GoPro.
GoPro, nice. Nice plug. Oh, that's good. That's a great strategy, because if she says no, he just nosedives it, right? He's like, are you sure? Just, I love that.
The video had some layers to it, actually. There was a little bit of character development. Because when you first pulled it up, I thought it was going to be like, the guy is doing like barrel turns and really freaking her out. Like, we're going to crash. And I was like, that's not cool.
Failed beep. We're going to land in that failed beep. She's like, ah. Read the instructions. Will the pilot please, would the co-pilot like to see how the pilot sausage is made forever?
Over.
Over.
She was still like speaking.
Roger that.
10-4.
10-4.
10-4.
Over and out.
Three knots ahead.
We're over and out. Get me out of your parachute zone.
Ooh.
That'd be a sick ending. Yeah. GoPro. And then she has the GoPro on her chest.
Yeah. It was interesting. He was way more monotone than he needed to be.
Yeah.
For one. And then, but I liked the way he did it. He just like had her read it.
Yeah.
But then he like committed to it a little too much. Keep reading it, babe.
He's just still.
Keep reading
he's
it.
He's acting like he's like he's on the highway or something. It's like, I don't think you have to be that engaged with a fly. And he's like, just keep reading, babe.
I can't take my eyes.
Keep reading.
Can't take my eyes off the sky.
Come on. Get it together. I know I just fooled you into thinking we might die, but focus and read.
Read. It's a bit. GoPro.
GoPro. Okay. They're paying for this. So if you would cooperate, please. She goes, ah! Really grateful. I didn't propose and have that reaction.
Yeah. Was it similar to that?
Similar, except the only scary part was when, I guess you forget that like public lakes aren't, there's going to be other people there. So it was pretty funny. About 20 feet from where I was like, confessing my love forever for her, there was like teenagers fishing, listening to like, booty, 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 rocking everywhere, or something. Honestly,
I mean, that's a good fishing song, though. That makes sense.
Just embrace it.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
That's cool that you did that.
The fish love that. It's the vibrations.
Yeah, yeah. Something the deep bass. Were you more nervous to propose or like your first like sold out show?
Great question. I think the show. It's different emotions. More nervous for the show. but yeah. more like just overwhelming. Oh, I'm so glad that's over. It was like a good thing, but.
Because probably a little more.
It's such an ordeal. Yeah. You got so many layers. It's this whole thing.
Yeah. I mean,
your whole day planned. And...
yeah. It's overwhelming, dude. You seem fired up about it.
Woo. I was very grateful. We had a party a few weeks later, but I was grateful. Like, we did it and then we just went and, like, had a nice dinner. I don't know how some of these people do it where they, you know, like, will you marry me? Yes. And they immediately go and hang out with, like, 50 people.
Yeah.
Like, I just needed a minute.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, okay.
Well, it sounds like a good thing you only had to do this once. Yeah. Yeah. I'm like trying to get you to talk about your engagement. You're like,
some people have to do it several times.
Mm. Yeah.
Shout out to them.
Didn't learn how the sausage gets made. Mm-hmm. What do you think about like the over-the-top proposals?
I hate it.
Really?
It is kind of funny. That's just a cultural thing. Like I propose, right? We had a normal conversation. We're like, yeah, yeah. And I'm like, okay, we'll just, I guess sometime in the next few months I'll surprise you.
Yeah.
And then you have to do it again and then. I think I'm going to do some kind of bit in the live stream I'm kind of working on. Live stream show too. TreyKeenan.com/live. We have a fun month coming up. Get the live stream show like I did it. It's called Is This Thing On? Similar to the Hindsight 2020. All new material. But just kind of like, you know, it takes forever to finalize a divorce.
Does it? I've never done that.
You know that, right? You've been divorced twice, three times?
No, you're thinking of something else.
Okay.
We were not married. Thanks for bringing it up.
Well, it's, you know, it's like people get divorced, but then it takes like months or years or something to like finalize it. It's like, that's what I feel like in the opposite, like good way, right? Because like COVID, we're supposed to get married and I'm like, we're going to push it to September. Mm-hmm. No, we're going to push it to next year. I'm like, I'm married. And I can't finalize it. I just can't. Come on, let's sign the papers.
Yeah.
So
I think somewhat switching gears when you said November is going to be a crazy month. I think last episode we talked about we're both making some changes. You to your head, me to the rest of my body. I went out and hired a personal trainer last week.
Okay. How's it going? Have you worked out with him yet or her?
No. Well, I realized, we are going to be gone Monday through Thursday the next 3 weeks. What was I thinking? Like, I just paid this girl.
Maybe is that part of your giveaway? Whoever could fit in these really small tight pants and is like funny and maybe also you could like train me to be skinny like you.
I'll pay you to hang out with me like 3 or 4 times a week.
Giveaway. Random giveaway.
Just I'm so benevolent, guys.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's not going well because in the questionnaire email, it was like, now what do you typically eat in a week? Because I will say about 80% of what we're going to do is nutritional. I was like, uh-oh.
That's a classic. That's not so good. Annoying. I don't believe that.
Oh, see, I kind of do because
I do, yeah.
I'm in a sand volleyball league. I'm in a basketball league. I'm in a pickleball league. Why don't my jeans fit?
Mm.
I think it's from the butter. It's got to be from the butter I'm eating.
That sweet, sweet salt.
What?
You're bloated from salt.
I'm bloated from something.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's all over me. And yeah. So.
Wait, do you feel like you're getting bigger?
I don't think I'm getting smaller.
Okay.
So.
Yeah. I guess. It's opposite of what you want to do. Yeah.
Yeah. So she said 80% nutritional. So she's like working on these like meal prepping I can do. Give me all these options. And then I'm like, oh, I'm going to be out of town for
Is it cool if you just eat Chipotle for literally every meal?
And some people have told me that Chipotle is actually not that unhealthy.
So no, I mean, your Chipotle order is, I think, the worst you could possibly
do. It's not great. I feel like the Chick-fil-A that I get, especially when I substitute the macaroni, is probably not helping. It's so good, though. It's so good.
Yeah, you're like, I've heard Chipotle's healthy. Now, to be honest, my order is queso, rice, and the flour tortilla.
Oh, yeah.
But
I have heard that, though. The Chipotle's, like, decently healthy.
Oh, no, I mean, yes, if you get the healthy items.
Oh, okay. Is that how it works?
Yeah, it's annoying, right?
Once you go in the store, it's kind of a checklist. Anyway, so yeah, I was kind of motivated and fired up to make some changes, but now it's going to be tough. We're going to be gone like
forget it.
16 days in
let's
November.
Let's do it. I was thinking about getting I can't wait to tour more, but I was thinking about getting a good old Planet Fitness. For like $20 a month, you can go to any Planet Fitness in the country.
Yeah, I canceled mine last week. Should have just gave it to you.
Oh, dang it.
Yeah.
I really might do that, but probably won't.
You can also...
swim laps in the ocean or something.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that is cool. We're going to be on a beach next week.
Yeah.
How cool is that?
It's fun.
Yeah. I'm trying to think what else. Yeah, I guess, oh no, we're not staying in hotels. I was going to say the hotels would have like workout rooms.
Yeah.
But we're going to Airbnb.
Which by the way, yeah, I don't know if this is a bad omen, but I booked an Airbnb because those are just nice. They're homey. And the lady calls me. She's like, the Airbnb you're supposed to stay in? Yeah. The person staying there wants to stay there longer. So like, you want to stay in one of my other properties? I don't know. I guess I'll check it out. So Already getting evicted from an Airbnb.
Yeah, we're getting the runaround.
So I don't know. Maybe she's like, hey, I heard you're tracking it, right? You're doing the show in Naples? Yeah. You suck. And she evicted me.
Huh, that's too bad.
Yeah.
Well, I guess if you're listening to this and you have a place for us to stay in Naples or West Palm Beach, hit us up or play pickleball with me.
Yeah, I did have a fan. I would never probably take people up on this because it's too much, but they were like, I saw like your show was sold out. Is there anybody I can get in there? Like, I have a whole setup in West Palm. You, Jake, all of your friends, you can come stay and swim in our pool, and we've got plenty of high noons or something. It's like someone's mom is emailing me like, Mom, who are these people? She's like, they're doing a show on the street. Follow them on Facebook.
That Facebook guy I'm always showing you.
Yeah.
You never respond.
We were talking recently about how I think we're going to sell a lot of tickets in Utah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's like, you know, white people basic culture. I feel like I'm cementing myself in that, you know? We kind of are with the fall videos. And now I think the next step is like, it's kind of, you know, people have, you have your Mecca. I think mine is in sweet Salt Lake.
I mean, makes sense. There's a lot of temples there. Makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. As in?
Morms.
As in? is that what they're?
They have temples.
Affectionately called us? Morms.
Mormons. Morms. Yes. Morms for short. You want to save time, which I do.
Storm and Morms.
Storm and Morms. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Go BYU. Cool. Go Cougs.
Go Cougs. Great people there. And
So is that the plan? You're going to like, you and Katie's might hole up for like a month in Utah and meet your fans or what? I think
we should hit every market in the country and then just spend 3 months in Utah. Go to every town to town.
I think we go straight from Utah and then we try to do a stint in like impoverished Cuba. And just get each side of it and just see. Like, hey, if we can perform here, we can do it anywhere.
Yeah. I don't know how well my material, you know, hey guys, so what's the deal with people buying $2,000 Labradoodles, and they'd be like, screw you, man.
It's like, I'm trying to swim to Miami tomorrow.
Yeah.
I can't relate to this.
Yeah, this is, hey, if that's a gut check, I've never heard of it. That's how the sausage is made, and we're happy to tell you about it.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Woke up.
Don't be a sheep. Do we have any emails from people this week?
No.
Oh, so, guys. You made me look like an idiot.
Well, we got the one we just showed.
I thought one of you would have emailed us. Come on, guys.
We got like one or two. Yeah, low week for emails. We usually get a good bit that are fun. So, you're not sure. We're kind of feeling bad about ourselves now. So, give us some 5-star reviews.
5-star reviews are nice.
Or emails.
We got a...
Do you think it's Christmas time?
No, do you?
I do.
Why? It's 75 out.
The weather's kind of making it not feel like that. But I do plan on putting up a tree in the next week.
Okay, why?
Because I like Christmas.
But it's 75 out.
It won't be next week, buddy boy.
Well, yeah, I don't know. I guess we're
different strokes. So let me ask you this. So it's December 12th. Do you have Christmas stuff up or no?
Oh, for sure.
You do.
Yeah,
but it's December 13th. It's 70 degrees. Do you take it all down?
Yes.
And then put it back up?
It's very annoying. Yeah. It's very annoying.
Well, I got my shorts on. This doesn't make sense. You put it up and then you put it back
no
up.
Makes no sense. Yeah, I'll put on sunscreen. I'm very stupid.
Like if it's December 25th, those random days were like, remember that one Christmas day where it was 68? Do you say like, we're going to hold off on this Christmas thing?
But when people talk about that, I'm like, I don't even remember that being Christmas because we probably didn't celebrate it.
Oh, okay.
I just think we had to skip it.
What's the latest your family's pushed Christmas?
I think we got to I want to say President's Day, like January like 20th or so.
Wow.
One year. It was a really warm stretch of weeks. Are we doing any segments this week?
No.
Come on, guys.
I'm kidding.
Send us some emails.
Okay, I did notice this on the Do This God Bless Instagram account. People have sent this to me a long time.
I knew you were on Instagram.
I feel like I am. I'm not talking about a bot comment. I'm talking about, okay, some people have been sending me this a lot. I feel like we should discuss it. Check this out, dude. If you're listening, you may have seen this, but people like to get creative with their birth announcements. This pregnant woman has a bomb painted on her big belly, and then wouldn't you know it, the next photo, the baby's there, and it looks like a bomb went off. That's a Saturday right there.
That's a lot
of free time.
Let's peel this back a little bit. Let's look at the sausage.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, if you are within inches of a bomb, I'd say maybe don't plug your ears.
Yeah.
You losing your hearing is one of the least of your problems if a bomb is very nearby you.
Right.
You don't need to do that. Ah, bomb might go off near
bomb
me. My ears. My ears.
Oh,
it's going to be ringing when that bomb explodes.
Yeah.
Get away from the bomb, children.
Get away. I think, I'm just trying to find the details here. How much hair gel they use to get her braids up like that?
I think what they did, I've seen this done in the Nordic countries. You get in like a...
Sausage oil. Nordic?
Yes.
Yeah.
You see how the sausage oil gets changed. You get in like kind of Titanic-y water, and you let your hair start to... You get it really wet, and then when it starts to freeze, mm-hmm. then it's like nature's hair gel.
Four kids. Give me their names. Two boys. Maybe three boys. I don't know.
Tough to tell through the diaper.
Yeah, tough to... I wish... You know, maybe I can Google... Naked? No, I probably should. No, I'm kidding.
See-through diaper glasses.
Do you ever Google something really specific and you're like, man, without context, if someone ever got a hold of this, make me look pretty weird.
Yeah, I think we might have talked about the podcast. When we were making our Canceled Cops video and I was editing it, I tried to find a clip of a baby that had just been born being nude in front of his mother, because that was the joke, right? What am I being arrested for? Indecent exposure in front of a woman. It's like that's a picture of my mom. I was just being born.
Right. Yeah, context, hilarious,
funny joke,
but without, but
I definitely went incognito mode for that. Naked baby
exposed in front of mother.
Yeah,
intense love.
Raw. I think I literally had to. I'm not even joking. Use like I had to use the word raw because I kept finding like
newborn baby raw.
Like, I kept finding, like they would hire a photographer to take newborn portraits, you know, where the baby's, like, doing this.
You've been asked to do some, like, birth footage, right?
One time, a Facebook message from a girl I didn't even know.
She's like, I need you in the room filming this thing.
Yeah, yeah. My husband gets a little woozy, so you might need to hold my hand.
Like, just for their own, just, like, their own enjoyment? Or, like, were they licensed to, like, provide the next wave of, like, ninth grade Miracle of Life videos? People forget you shot that video.
Yeah, that's right.
You know when that horrible traumatic video you saw when you were 10, 11, 12, 13?
Talk about
shot by Jake Triplett.
Sausage getting made.
Good job.
Thank you. Yeah, I got in there.
I only
there.
Heard like a once or twice behind the camera.
And that was because I didn't have a zoom lens. I had to be that close. Like what you're seeing, like my hand is inches away.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, you hear kind of some noises. Those are from my mouth mainly.
Derek is a father. Was it weird to see the newborn comes out? What was your first reaction? Newborn comes out?
Yeah, so I got to I got to announce the gender. And
okay.
Most of you guys may not know this. Can I say this?
I mean, a PG version of it, yeah. That works.
Things get swollen down there, and so...
On the baby. Okay.
Yeah. On the father. Oh, yeah.
And so I got to announce the baby's gender, and it came out like a question mark. I was like, it's a...
question mark.
Girl?
Yeah, that's so hilarious. Yeah, I feel like I'll be in there like, here's your firstborn, Dre. Check it out. And I'll be like, ugh.
Whoa.
You clean it up first.
Yeah. It's really purple.
It's really been marinating in there.
Holy cow.
It's really purple. Is it purple, Derek? Is it...
Let's talk colors.
Yeah.
It's like a rainbow effect going on in there.
It's kind of fluorescent.
Yeah.
That's nice.
I feel like I've seen women like post pictures like just gave birth to baby Madison. I'm like, whoa, it's pretty purple.
Yeah.
Like maybe get it to the.
I do agree. I think I've seen them and they're pretty purple, but
which
I've
is
never
fine.
Seen a purple adult.
No,
but I would like to see that. Have you heard about the blue people?
Blue Man Group. Yeah, I saw them in New York City one time.
Oh no, I'm talking about the Democrats.
I'm there it is.
But blue people. No, there's actual people with blue skin.
I don't know about this.
Mm-hmm. I saw it. There was this guy. His skin is blue. Let's see if I can find him.
I'm kind of doubting if this is real.
No,
so.
Look at this. Blue man.
Tobias Fünke of, in Arrested Development.
Oh, he had taken like silver. And look at this guy. Look at him.
Hold on. Let's also look at how you spelt your Google search. Blue man, cuz of silver. C-U-Z, cuz of silver.
Dude,
you texting on your razor right now?
I do that all the time.
Save some time.
Do you not shorten any words at all?
Not in a Google search.
Or like texting? Never?
And definitely not C-U-Z.
I find that when I'm doing emails, I'm like, I guess I'm supposed to be professional about this. I mean, look what I do for a living, but I tried. So I'll constantly be like, gonna, cuz. Though, T-H-O, I still what I do.
Really?
Do you spell it though?
I'm mainly guilty of gonna. G-O-N-N-A.
Right.
I'll throw that down all the time.
Right.
But not cuz.
Blue man cuz of silver.
Blue cuz silver, yo. And
that's what comes up.
You're not kidding. There's a... Oh, his nickname is Papa Smurf. Oh, he's dead. Mm. Dang. It's going to get him on the pod. Blue man who turned blue after taking silver.
This was years ago. I guess he had some issues, which I guess he self-prescribed, I believe, silver. Some silver, and I guess in some people, if you take too much silver,
dude,
it'll literally just turn your...
He's actually blue.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. He's really blue. Also,
he's so blue.
Don't wear a blue shirt. Every one of these pictures in a blue shirt.
He's like the, if you can't see it, he's literally the exact shade of like Nevada currently. Like not all the way blue, but they're like,
like he's
right now.
Biden's
like
leading.
Cloudy. Yeah, that's what he looks like.
In Nevada blue.
People are like, come on, man.
That joke is so good for this week in time, and never again yeah, in the history. That's so good.
By the time this comes out tomorrow, who knows what's going on? But yeah,
that's so amazing. Guy. Hey, let's talk about your water bottle real quick. Mm-hmm. It looks like your water bottle went off to California for the summer and came back, and now it's in private school.
Doesn't this just feel like? Doesn't this scream L.A.?
This is the old doesn't water it? Bottle.
This is the old. This is the old that Trey had.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, you have it. Everyone can see it. I don't know. I was like, there's multiple cameras.
Is it, we got so many to choose
there's
from.
There's the old.
This is what I, you know. This is what, you know, had good parents, you know, raised.
I ran it through the dishwasher because I'm an idiot. Like, oh, it's a different color now.
And then the water bottle meets Jameson. And Jameson's got a beach house in Santa Monica.
The original big old black heavy duty. Gets the job done. This guy. It's an aesthetic. I like to thank my friends at Twitter. You see the Twitter? My friends at Twitter.
You're on that website too?
Yes.
Big website guy.
Yes. Twitter.com.
That's the one I'm on.
They sent me some merch. Is there some? There's something weird about getting merch that I just love.
It is cool.
Isn't it weird? It's like I can buy a t-shirt, but if someone sends me a t-shirt, I'm like, oh, even my own merch. I'm wearing it right now. Like, look what I got. So they
look what I made.
They sent me some cool merch. Shout out Twitter. And among that was this bougie bottle of which I will probably lose within 6 to 10 weeks. But
it looks awesome, though.
It looks cool, right?
It's a big private
sorry
school
to flex on you.
Water bottle.
It's got a nice... This matches my new wood floors, the top of it.
Well, thank goodness.
So, anyways.
One of my friends DM'd me about a month or so ago. I don't know him super well, but he is like in charge of like the... I think it's called like the Pro Lacrosse Network, something like that. Mm. You know, one of those things. He's like, dude, what's your address? I want to see you do some merch. And that message got me so excited. I was like, cool, free stuff.
Oh, yes.
Never played lacrosse in my life, but cool that he's sending it to me.
I know.
And then once I got it, I was like, why was I like, I'm never going to wear Lacrosse Network.
Did you ever go to FCA?
Mm-hmm.
Did you go because of the pizza?
What are we talking about? No.
Free pizza. free shirts and pizza. I mean, if somehow we could get everyone like, hey, we'll give you a $2 slice of pizza if you listen to the podcast. We'd be the biggest podcast in the world.
That was every club in college. Oh, you're probably talking about FCA in college.
Or high school.
Okay. My entire college was FCA, so we didn't even like have it, basically.
Like, you're in it right now.
There's athletes here. There's Christians here. You get it, right? You get it.
You know, I all sorts of clubs like that. And it was just get so fired up for Papa John's. It's unbelievable. Isn't it funny how life works? Like now, do you ever get kind of blown away that, like you waltzed in here with your Chipotle cup. Do you ever get blown away? It's like, if nothing else, I've created a life in where I can eat Chipotle whenever I want.
I think about that when it comes to chocolate milk. I love being an adult because I can have chocolate milk whenever I want.
Oh, yeah. Papa, it used to be like, the first Wednesday of every month, we can buy 3 slices of Papa John's for $6. Yes! Yes!
It would be dumb not to.
We could get Papa John's right after this if you wanted, Jake.
Yeah.
We could do that. Blows my mind sometimes.
I've talked about that with friends before. Like, eating pizza is fun, but what's better than eating pizza is suggesting pizza. Mm. You do the...
Oh,
you look around, you cut tap on the table.
You read the room.
We thinking pizza?
Oh,
so fun.
And if you nail it, there's nothing like it. There really isn't.
Oh, I love leaning back.
Yeah.
You guys hungry? I was...
What do you remember?
I was thinking pizza.
I remember my last brilliant pizza moment. It was we had a wedding back in Oklahoma, and my parents have like a great like suburban family home setup, right? We got a basketball goal. There's a pool. There's all the toys. There's all, you know, the fridge is stocked with Gatorades and whatever you want. And we came back. It was, you know, very COVID time. So no one was, it was a wedding that was ended short. There's no dance for it. All those things. So it was an early night and we couldn't really go anywhere. So we're like, do you just want to go out to my parents' house and just, you know, do a little night swims hit so different. And I just went back to 04. I was 12 again and we were playing basketball. I go, guys, we're swimming. It's about 10:30. Having some seltzers. I go, I'm going to order some pizza. And everyone was like, yes, dude. And
that's
it. Oh, I was just, it was one of the best nights of 2020. A rare, wonderful night. We're playing basketball barefooted. Just, they're just slapping. I have blisters all the next day. It's great. When you just nail pizza.
Yeah, just the right time with the right people.
I had a weird phase where I was anti-pizza.
You shared your thoughts with me and they kind of affected me for a little bit.
Yeah. Because was it, that on the Do Let's Guess Pause?
Or no, this is just in your life? Car.
Yeah, it's weird to. We shouldn't record every time we talk.
Just in case.
Yeah, yeah. There was this time it hit me. I was like, pizza's just bread, tomato sauce, and cheese. That's not a meal.
Yeah, why do I eat this?
I tried a weird thing for a while. I was like, I don't want that for dinner. I'll have it for a snack. I don't want it for a meal. I didn't have it a long time, but now I'm fine.
We're back.
Anymore. I'm back.
All the way back.
It occurred to me, like recently, what was happening? Oh, we had some leftover from an Italian meal. Okay. And so part of that was like, we got calamari that you dip in the marinara, and we also had a side of bread. And so I was kind of snack hacking, and I was mixing and matching my entree. Mm-hmm. So I'd get some bread, and I put some of the delicious marinara on it. And then at one point I did that, and we had like some Parmesan, and I just realized like, pizza.
I just made pizza.
Mm-hmm. And it negatively affected me a little bit, but I'm back on. I just pushed it away.
Though. Like what you experienced there is what like people experienced all the time, like 400 years ago, but they were literally inventing things for the first time.
Bread,
like,
tomato, cheese.
Yeah, yeah. That would happen all the time, I bet. They just combine stuff.
I think about that weirdly a lot when I have like a delicious cantaloupe. Cantaloupe on the outside looks like a piece of, looks like a Kanye shoe or something.
It just looks beige and almost boring. Like a swollen newborn baby.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. You're like, what is it? I can't identify it. Mm-hmm. And you slice it. Imagine being the first person. Be like, man, I'm hungry. What is this? I don't know. They bash it open, and it's this beautiful, bright orange candy, basically. I'm
gonna shove my face in this.
Yeah. It would blow your mind.
Oh, it'd be awesome.
Oh, it would. That'd be way better than exploring and coming across a Quana on a horse. He rips your head off.
What word did you say?
Quana would be it's a Native American warrior's name. I read a book about it.
Oh, okay.
You need to learn about our ancestors.
Sorry, I didn't read.
I don't know about your ancestors. I'm part of Native American.
Really?
Yeah.
I was told I was 1/16.
Yeah, I'm something like that. Small percentage, but.
Yeah. Anyone in Oklahoma is, I think.
Yeah, probably to some degree.
The trial and error period of just history is amazing. Like,
yeah.
Lewis and Clark, they just went west, didn't know what was there, mm-mm. Took this lady with them, didn't know anything. She's showing on the ropes, like, don't eat that. Don't touch that.
Yeah, they explored the world, and I have a theory. I think they might have explored each other.
Oh, really?
They were a little too good of friends.
All three or just the boys?
Lewis and Clark?
Mm-hmm.
What? Three of them?
Sacagawea, dude.
What? Was she part? Oh, was one of them like married to her?
No. You really don't. You don't know anything about Sacagawea.
Delete that. Yes, I do. Yes, I do, dude. Now I realize what I've said. Dude, I was thinking of like, someone else for some reason. Derek's going, oh, no.
Whoa.
No, I know now.
Really don't know about what they did.
Well, all you're three. Like, you set me up for failure, dude.
Well, you said they were hooking up. And I was like, who do you mean here? Like the boys? Or like one of them was... I have not heard this theory.
Sacagawea Indian girl. That was like a song we did as kids now that surely they aren't having the kids do these days. But
oh,
was
she
on a coin for a little bit.
She's still on one.
She's still... That's like a dollar?
The dollar coin.
Dollar coin.
Mm-hmm.
Those, but they don't even make them anymore. But they're around.
They don't? You know a lot about Sacagawea. So whatever you think... I'm like, yeah.
I'm just digging a bigger ditch.
Like Sacagawea, like, oh yeah, the first lady, right? That's who
yeah.
she was.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, right. Kinda. Yeah, first lady to expansion of the West.
Yeah. Wow, Sacagawea. Now,
you might be right. They all three might have been hooking up. We don't know. I don't know.
Anyways, that was great. You just go, do you really not? I'm like, okay, no, I got it. I'm sorry. Brain fart. That happens.
So our friend Brad, what he loves to do to throw his like wife under the bus, not like on a consistent basis, but I've seen him do it once before where we're talking about like maybe someone mispronounced something. He's like, oh, get this. My wife, Catherine, you know, the Native American woman who showed Lewis and Clark around. I'm like, yeah. Sacagawea. I'm like, yes, Catherine pronounces it Sacagawea. Just completely makes it
yeah.
up. It's such a like little thing to lie about
yeah.
that like everyone believes you.
Oh, it's the
because
best.
Then Catherine's like, no, I don't. And oh, then it's like best. Makes her look worse.
So we, sad, not too sad. My elderly, I went to a funeral recently, but mm-hmm. not like they were very old and it's like, you know, as least sad as it could get kind of thing. But with family, it was a great time with family. And we were all just having a good time with stuff. And yeah, I love doing that because Katie knows I'm joking and she just is so chill. She has no reaction. And then all the other women in my family, I'm like, yeah, Katie didn't even like, she didn't want to come down for this. And they, And Katie's just like rolls her eyes, and they realize I'm joking. I'm like, Katie, don't listen to him. Stop, stop. I'm like, she didn't. I don't know.
I had to drag her here. That's so.
That's the best.
That's the number one thing I'm looking for in a companion. I want to be able to just like roast them publicly.
Yeah, that's the best.
Our buddy TJ, we got to see him do this when we were all hanging out with him last time. Probably when you got this water bottle. It's in LA.
Yeah.
And, you know, we'll be talking about something like, could be, yeah, Lewis and Clark. Oh, Lewis and Clark. Brooke loves Lewis and Clark. Ask her anything about it.
Ask her.
And then, like, why would you lie about that? So people are like, Brooke, why do you love Lewis and Clark so much?
This is something I don't know.
And then she's like, I don't actually love him that much. No, come on, tell us. Why do you love Lewis and Clark so much?
Why? Don't be shy.
I really don't love him that much. Babe, come on.
Stop.
Don't be shy.
Especially Lewis.
Loves Lewis. Loves Lewis. You ever seen Lewis in a hat?
Oh. Were Lewis and Clark British?
No.
No. Okay. I know. We don't have to talk about it.
I don't think. But you seem to be kind of the guy with the conspiracy theories.
No, I'm kidding. So, I don't want to get into this, but I'd done a lot of genealogy, right? That's how I know I'm part Native American.
That's kind
of
cool.
And Lewis and Clark, Bezos is in their line.
He's in their line. Oh, like a down line. Like a Arbonne thing.
No. Okay. What? Yes, by blood.
Cool.
So, Lewis and Clark were selling a whole different product, but Bezos is... I mean, obviously, you have Amazon Prime, right?
No, I don't.
Wait, do you really not?
I don't.
You really don't?
Is that shocking?
You really don't. Why, Derek, do you have Amazon Prime?
I do.
You don't have it?
Two out of three. Okay.
You really don't have it.
Is that shocking?
So when you buy things, they come in like 3 to 5 days? What an idiot.
And I pay $7.
You don't have Amazon Prime.
I feel like no, I don't.
Why?
I don't know. $99 is a lot. I don't buy that much stuff.
It's like $150 or something.
Really?
Isn't it?
It's $99.
Oh, it still is? Oh, okay. Fact check. Yeah, you're an idiot.
I guess.
Yeah.
I guess
you also don't have TSA PreCheck. You need to get that.
I do. That makes more sense.
Would you please get that before April?
Then again.
Before we get on 100 flights.
Before April, I will. Right now, not enough people are flying for it to make sense.
That's fine. It'll take a while to get it anyways.
Dude, I used to have TSA Clear. You ever see that?
Oh, you went from this the most baller one to back to nothing? Was it worth having?
It was kind of cool because that year, Trey.
My fancy, I mean,
Kennedy.
I'm gonna break this. My fancy bottle.
That year of my life, I was flying like crazy. So I was able to justify it more. And it was awesome because TSA PreCheck, it gets you in a separate line, but you're still at the back of the line. Mm-hmm. TSA Clear gets you to the front. It is like, I don't know.
Just
it's like a
expensive.
Cheat code. Yeah, it's just more expensive.
Does it apply to international travel?
Yeah, I think so. Certain airports, it does. If they have TSA Clear, it does. Okay. They scan your iris, which is so cool. That was like half of what I was paying
that
for.
That's cool.
I feel like a Mr. Incredible or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sir, we need your access. Yeah, just do your eye.
Get a little 1-2.
Nice.
Yeah, it was awesome. I didn't renew it, but it was very cool. And now I'm just a little peasant who flies economy window seats. I don't have Amazon Prime.
Should we go Clear next year?
No, I don't think we need it.
Okay.
Just go PreCheck.
PreCheck. Cool. Companion vibes.
Yeah. You should talk about that.
Oh, yeah. Kate, I earned the companion pass.
Southwest.
Because I like bought stuff like freaking an oven and a refrigerator and it's horrible, but I guess positive. Companion pass.
It's not that horrible.
And Katie was like, woo, okay, where are we going? I was like, yeah, I'm going to put Jake down. Because we're flying.
We're
going to fly to a lot of shows is the plan. She was like, what? So you guys, it's a little weird. She's upstairs right now, and you guys, it's kind of weird. You guys are kind of keeping a distance.
We've got a little beef between us, and I tried to explain it to her in a way she could understand, and I was like, hey, you know how Lewis and Clark were kind of companions in like a special way?
Yeah.
That's how Trey and I are, except we're going to be going.
And you're my second wheel.
We're not going to be going west. We're going all over.
Yep.
Okay?
Yep.
Going south, going north,
going
east.
It's all good.
Yeah. She could be our guide.
What's my new one? I think we're going to hang out with some people tonight. What should I drop in front of, to say, to mess with Katie in front of them?
What's something just like super weird that it would be hard for, doesn't use toothpaste.
That's great.
Or something like that.
Yeah, yeah. You guys know, Katie just, she does water in the brush. She doesn't even use toothpaste. And it's perfect because every time she's, what?
You're like, and then it makes her look so guilty. Yeah. No, I don't. Don't tell them that. It's a weird. No, it's fine. It's just a couple in the morning. I can kind of tell. It's a little, going a little smooth.
It is pretty great. I think it's just a woman's job too. Of like, I'm like, you know, I mess with you, right? She's like, yeah, I always know. It's just fun to play along.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. That's also what I want.
Yeah.
So, okay. Ooh. Another giveaway.
Another giveaway.
Let me roast you. You can have these Athleta leggings. Yeah. Let me see how you take the roasting.
Yeah. Yeah. Just go IG live with me. I'm just going to verbally assault you.
Berate
and
you.
If you enjoy it, then we're great.
Then I'll give you some leggings.
Oh, funny. There it is. Okay. I think that's a great episode. Man, we're back in the studio. So go subscribe to Trey Kennedy Studios YouTube. Check it out. Send us what you want us to talk about. All the segments. We're going to do YouTube comments of the day each week.
We even have a jingle for it.
Yeah. So we want to see those comments in the YouTube video fill up. So go comment. Give us 5-star reviews on Apple Podcasts. It helps a lot. Tell your friends. Come out on tour. Go to the live stream show. Come on. Do less guests. And apply to be Jake's, to get Jake's giveaway.
Quote my unquote. Giveaway.
Yeah, yeah.
Or throw some bot comments my way.
Yeah.
All right, that's it.
That's it.
Episode 16.
Episode 16. Feeling good. It's looking good, man. This is fun. You like the vibe in here?
Oh, it's awesome.
It's great.
Got the bright lights on us. Derek's in here. Yep. He has a kid. Yeah. Got the TV. It's all good. New water bottle. Love it. Uh-huh. Love it.
I loved
it. Got pants on.
We were with family and my aunt was like, so, because we postponed our wedding to like May. She was like, so, May, right? I'm hearing that. And I go, yeah, first kid. On the way. And everyone was like, what? And Katie was like, Nancy's lying. It's not true. So no, not true.
Not true.
But I'm excited. We talked about this when I offered to post for Jimmy John's and do a fake pregnancy.
Oh yeah. I thought that'd be awesome.
They were like, that's weird. I was like, but I'll get a lot of likes.
Yeah. The next brand that reaches out. Fake pregnancy.
That's the one. Okay. Do less. God bless everyone. Love you guys.
Bye-bye.